95 Greenwood, Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Acceptable to the Holy Father, who will not have fellowship with anything that is not holy. My brothers and sisters, God is revealing the joy of His love for mankind. Through His Son, Jesus Christ, this was not just joy. This was great joy. And great joy is a feeling of intense happiness or delight that comes from something that is exceptionally good or satisfying. The world was about to experience something that was exceptionally good in a world and in a time where there should have been, where there was so much badness and so much that was disturbing, and so much that was destructive. God was sending His Son. So, now that you've got my introduction, I'll share a few words this morning. Because my intent this morning is to share something that should bring great joy to the world. When we think about the Lord God, we praise God for who He is. And we worship Him for what He has done. We praise Him for who He is. But we worship Him for what He done. Because there's nobody like Him. Nobody that can compare to Him. Nobody is good enough. All of us have got something in our life, but we praise Him for who He is, and we worship Him for what He has done for us. It has been said, when praises go up, blessings come down. And we can say this because in Psalm 22:3, it states, God, Elohim, Elohim, Yahweh, and Jehovah, God, inhabited the praises of His what? Of His people. If you and I were created in His image, if you and I were baptized and born again, if you and I are saved by the Lord, God did inhabit the praises of His people. Because not all people that was born are His people. But if you have accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, God inhabited your praise. Because you are His people. And what this means is God is present and dwells in the praises of His people. God is right here, right now. I don't know what you feel, but when God's word is expanded and expounded upon, you should feel something deep down within your heart. It can also mean that God's throne is established on earth through our worship. Through our worship. Because when we come into the house of the Lord, there should be a worship experience. When we come into the house of the Lord, there should be some praises. When we come into the house of the Lord, we should honor, glorify, and magnify Him. This is not showtime at the apostles. This is worshiping the Lord God our King. my brother and sister. For we have said, we praise him for who he is, and we worship him for what he has done. If the angels in heaven, if heaven and earth adore him, give him the praise and adoration he alone deserves. God ain't gonna beg us to praise him. Heck, he's not gonna beg us to worship him. But God is a long-suffering God that will wait on our stuff until we get to the point that we realize who he is. That's the God that we serve. He is a long-suffering God who sees our many faults and frailty, and the Holy Spirit begin to work on our stuff to get us right, for we shall one day look like him, worshiping him for an eternity. My brothers and sisters, can I give you three major reasons why we should praise him? You catch it up? Yeah. He got you up this morning. My third reason, he got you up. And that's enough to praise him for what he has done in your life. Because not everybody got up this morning. I just did a funeral in Natchitoches. Somebody didn't get up. But if you've been blessed, you've been blessed by God because he got you up this morning. Because according to scripture, that the number of our years are 70 years and 10, and that's 70. And I don't know about you, but I'm way past 70 now.
Works. An angel said unto them, fear not, for behold,
behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The joy spoken of here is a divine blessing, not a human feeling. Luke is telling us that the promise made to Abraham that through his seed all the world or all nation will be blessed. And it has been received. Luke is telling us that God's eternal love has been revealed in human history in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And the angels told the shepherds, I bring you good news and great joy that will be for all people, not just some, but all. Then why are we fighting? Because I look different from you. My dress is different. My hairstyle is different. The Lord wasn't concerned with our outward appearance. He was concerned with our inward appearance. Because my inward appearance says a lot about who I am. Based on love, joy, and peace, then it's based on something that is against what God has ordained for us to be. So God is working on our behalf to bring us in harmony, love, and commitment to Him and to one another. But be one another. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what God is up to, He's blessing us right now. But one thing I know is how the Lord is operating on behalf of His people. We're told that the angel might as well have said, I bring you good news of a great gift of love that will be for all people. And what we have today is disruption in the world. And what we have today is an element of sin that have caused men to war against one another. And what we have today is people fighting with one another. And what we have today is people are disturbed because of those who would have division and animosity and strife, but God, who's been in control and still is in control, put up with our stuff long times, and yet He is watching our walk,